It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. Give us an update on the Drug Task Force.
KCAT is the Kansas Combined Anti-Drug Task Force. The executive board is combined of myself as well as the county sheriff, Darren Eisinger, and the county attorney, Stephen Jones. And that has our agencies working together throughout the county. This past year, we were able to kick off the creation of the task force. We have been pleasantly surprised by the success so far. We are only limited by staffing and resources as to how big of an impact that we can do. I can tell you that we continue to have informants out there buying narcotics in the city and out in the county. So, you know, if you're a drug dealer, you happen to be listening, keep selling that because we're coming to you. We're coming to you soon, and we're probably going to meet you right in your own front living room. So we've been very happy with the investigations that we've been able to put together so far.
You have a program called See It, Hear It, Report It.
And you can do that online, especially with drug information. You can go to kcatlabette.com. That's kcatlabette.com, and you can provide anonymous information directly to the task force members online. You can also look at some of the information about what the narcotics task force has been up and is doing. And we continue to develop our partnership with the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, who are also partners with us in our task force as well. As I've always said, to think that 26 officers at the Parsons Police Department are going to be able to take care of all of the crime and all of the issues and all of the interpersonal, you know, grudges and rubs that occur in a town, well, that's just, you know, that's nonsense. However, if you take those 26 officers and then you have, you know, 500 or 1,000 watchful neighbors with eyes and ears, and they start taking ownership for their neighborhood and their community and share information, well, you know, then we can be real effective, because then it's a team. A community has to take ownership. They have to have pride in their community, and that helps drive crime out of Parsons.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.